Hi, this is the patient for Shashli Lebavanti, Ashley. Ashley. Last name is Lugo, Lugo Aponte. Lugo Ponte. Date of birth 1/10/1988. Date of service is 5/28/2025. She is not involved in an automobile accident, although she was traveling in 2024 in May while she was riding a roller coaster at Cedar Point. It was a hard ride and she injured her lower back. She reported that her chief complaint is severe pain in the lower back, including the tailbone, that makes it difficult to sleep and pain when going from a seated position to standing. Back pain is during sex, pain when walking or sitting too long for periods of time. She also has some pain in the knees, both the knees, and most likely it is arthritic pain, but back pain is the worst. History of presenting illness. Patient alleges that she is suffering from a severe pain in the lower back, which radiates to the right front of the thigh, as numbness and tingling off and on, as well as pain in both the knees. She alleges that her pain in the lower back is coming from a roller coaster ride in Cedar Point, which is hard, and it went up and down in the ride several times. The knee pain is attributed to arthritis. These pains are described as being continuous, throbbing, stabbing, sharp. They are ranging 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in intensity. ADLs are affected 8. Modifying factor for the pain, pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, walking, lying down. While improved with medications, she has taken meloxicam, robaxin, gabapentin, Motrin, but nothing is working. And is doing physical therapy 3 visits through Corewell, and no chiropractic treatment yet. Regarding the investigation, patient report that she has had in the plain X-rays that showed osteophytic spurring in these SI joints bilaterally. An MRI was done that shows disc bulging with disc protrusion and facet arthropathy, hemangioma. EMG was done which showed carpotarsal bilaterally on the upper arteries. Please review the records for system review. The past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal is none. It is not a HIP claim. And personal history and ADLs. She has no other issues. Diagnosis also. Physical examination. Is as follows. Height is 5. This is a white female, and he is a height is 5'4", weight is 230, blood pressure 155/111, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100%, Temperature is 98.1. Is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonic here. Hydration is good. Does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Rest and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile, independent without using an adaptive device. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological, musculature, or normal. Musculoskeleton is as follows. Inspection and palpation is from the template. And fine tenderness is none. Paravertebral muscle spasm none. Hypertonicity is zero. Range of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine is as follows. Range of motion, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 20. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign negative, Sperling negative, Lermit is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test negative. In thoracic spine, two stress system tests are negative. Lumbar spine. Straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. CLR is positive. CAMP is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Breger test is negative. SI joints are non-tender. However, the FIBO test and Gossman test were found positive on both sides. The standing flexion test, ilia compression, distraction test is negative. Extremities examination, except for both the knees, rest of the extremities are completely normal. The examination of the both the knees reveal normal appearing knees with no scar, erythema, or effusion, and there is no tenderness except for peripatellar pain. No swelling, no asymmetry, no crepitus, and there is no grinding noise. Range of motion is completely normal. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormally absent. Anterior or posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension is positive. Please review the diagnosis from diagnosis page. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan, physical therapy is continuing two times a week at the Orwell Hospital. And we recommend physical therapy. We recommend stretching and traction of the spine, yoga exercises at home. Medications are provided. Non-narcotic are Naproxen 500 two times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Aleve 50 mg at night for sleep. Lidocaine patches 5% for topical pain relief in the knee as well as the SI joint. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours. VRN 30 tablets are provided for pain relief. It is provided with a back brace and a tense unit for further help for healing. The MRIs were available and they were reviewed. It was found that patient has a lumbar radiculopathy and the MRI is showing only at L4, L5, facet arthropathy without significant foramen and array. L5, S1 disc bulge with small central disc herniation and mild facet arthropathy. These results are explained in great detail to the patient. She was informed she may benefit from 2 or 3 lumbar epidural steroid injections and possibly SI joint injections. The X-rays are showing the spurring of the thigh joints. In addition, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is not needed. Fitness club, yes. Losing weight is important. Interventional pain procedure, as I discussed, lumbar epidural, steroid injection times 3, as well as SI joint injection times 2. Referral to orthopedic surgeon is not warranted. Neurosurgeon could be is not warranted at this time. Referral to neuropsych attended care case worker not warranted. And investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DM is discussed already. Patient is yes. Follow visit in 15 days. Direct contact yes. Thank you.